Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Just one look, and I felt so hard.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Andy Feit. Andy is Chief Executive Officer at Enlocked. Andy, is that enlocked.com?
Yeah.
All right, so E-N-L-O-C-K-E-D. Tell us what you guys do.
Well, basically, we have developed and are marketing a safe and easy way for professionals, small businesses, and even consumers to communicate sensitive information over email. And I think the key thing people need to realize, you know, we were just talking about how ubiquitous email is, but when you send a message, it's going out over the internet to get to that other person's email server entirely in the clear. I mean, it could be read by anyone on any of those servers along the way.
It might as well be walking down the road where anybody could see you walking down the road, right?
Absolutely. And,
or
you know,
pull you over or waylay you or kidnap you or hijack you or whatever, right?
Yeah, sometimes that's just fine, right?
So your packet's running along beside everybody else's packets.
That's right. And on that server at the other end, you know, that message intended for one person to read, you know, could be read by anybody with rights on that machine. So, you know, obviously when you're dealing with sensitive information, whether it's social security numbers, medical information, a legal document that has, you know, account numbers, money, you know, financial information, you don't want to treat that, you know, quite so casually.
Right.
And yet, you know, today we do. And we were talking earlier that email is the principal mode people communicate with. But when information gets really sensitive, people tend to, you know, return to another mode. They might still send a hard copy, or they might fax. They might fax a document. But you know, we'd all like to use email for that. But you know, are you comfortable sending your social security number?
What if somebody said, "What about encryption?"
Right, and that's exactly you know, the solution to this. And it's been around for a number of years. But the problem with encryption has been the complexity of setting
it up. It's not easy to do. I agree with that.
Yeah, it's absolutely hard to do, and it's also cumbersome to work with. Before I can encrypt a document, we need to exchange keys.
Right, the other person has to unencrypt it.
They have to have the same software on their system.
Yeah.
It can be very difficult, and if all you want to do is send one document to somebody, it's probably not worth it, right? In the past generation of models, and that's exactly what we set out to do with Enlocked, was to build a system that could be used by anybody on whatever devices they use, or on a smartphone, if you're on a computer, or whatever, however you're reading your email, if you use Gmail, or if you use your own private exchange domain, however you do your email, we don't care, but let's make it easy to use encryption, and you don't have to talk to the other party first.
So now, is this just for things, email that I originate?
You know, that's a good question. You know, no, not necessarily. Let's say somebody sends you a document with all kinds of personal details in it.
Like, right.
Oh man, I can't believe they sent
this. For example, somebody somebody says to me, you know, or if I say to them, send me your social security number or your credit card number, and I need that, and you want to give it to me, and I say email it to me.
Yeah. So you can just reply to that message. And what we've done is to embed in your email client, in your Outlook or in your Gmail, a button that says send secured right next to the send button. There's a button that says send secured. When you hit that button, instead of sending an email over the internet for everybody to read, what we do is we communicate with our server. It's based in the cloud. It's an Amazon Web Services server. We communicate. We get that message from you. We encrypt it. We give it back to you. And you send the encrypted message. All of that happens in a matter of seconds.
But the security has to come from the originator. It can't come from the receiver at all, right?
Well, you know, both of you are using it. There are keys involved in order to do encryption, but we're hiding all of that complexity. What we've done is build this service.
But does the other person have to have the same program?
So there's really no program. They don't.
So the other person doesn't have to have their own button. If they never heard of Inlock.com, but I have, and I've got it on my client, my email client, and I send it secure, but they don't have it. How does that work?
That's a good question. Basically, what happens is they don't have to have it. They get a message, and at the top of that message, above the encrypted content, which looks like a big stream of weird characters,
right.
You've probably seen that, you know, gobbledygook, but
yeah.
Above that is a message that says, you know, Jim has sent you an encrypted message. He felt the information was too sensitive to send over normal email, and to read it, click here. And when you read that, when you get your first Inlock message, the easiest thing to do is just hit the Read Here button. We'll
right.
bring you to our website, and we'll give you a couple of ways to read it. You can read it right in our web application, and we'll do it securely. We'll let you read that message. You can also download the plugin, and from then on, it's not a full-blown application.
Right. It's just a read application.
And that lets you... it'll open your email right in your Outlook.
So it does take a little extra time. But, so you wouldn't do this for all email, just for the things that might have an attached, like an attachment with a proposal or pricing or something like that.
You might begin to use it for
right.
a lot of even.
Andy, I gotta go quickly. What's the cost of Inlocked?
So the great thing is it's free.
Wow.
For users, their first 10 messages. After that, we'll start a subscription.
All right. Inlocked.com. Check it out. Thanks, Andy. Andy Fight, ladies and gentlemen, check it out. I'll be back
Thank
after
you,
these
Tim.
Messages.
Okay, everyone, I call this meeting because I want to introduce you to our newest employee.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.